Gerald Ryan out of the trials at Rose Hill. Thanks for your time, Gerald.
No worries, Andrew.
I know it's extremely busy. Ray's just gone through the Rubik trial. Were you satisfied with everything there?
Yeah, no, he went good. Went good. I was quite happy with him. He got a bit squeezed up out of the gates, but he sped through and wanted to be a bit keen, and then he come back underneath Karen and travelled nice behind Time for War, and bit of a squeeze, and he finished off good. Had a little blow, but no more than you'd expect him to when they're running 53.05 on the track where the next quickest is about 53.70 or something. So, no, I reckon it would have been good.
Kieran rode the horse we know last Friday in that gallop at Rose Hill, and now the trial. Is he giving you the right push heading towards the Scalacci?
Yeah, no, he's very happy with him. I reckon he'll come on and he feels good and he's relaxed and balanced. And no, he's quite happy, very happy with him, yeah.
So you're looking at the Scalacci first up, what is it, Saturday week?
Saturday week, yeah.
Okay. He's had time off, and we know that he got that little temperature and things like that, but you're obviously happy where you've got him right now.
Yeah, no, he's going really good, Andrew, and you know, there's a couple of backup races there. If something unforeseen happens between now and the Scalacci, you've got the Blue Sapphire and you've got the Caulfield Sprint, and that. So there's a couple of backup races there, but you'll have one run before the Coolmore, and be one of those three races, but at this stage I favour running in the Scalacci.
Okay. Time for War, you mentioned there, ran in the same trial. You've entered for the weekend?
Yes, he's worked twice with him. He trialled on the Tuesday and won on the Saturday, and he trialled on the Tuesday and then won the Pogo first up on the Saturday. He's probably still half a runaway, but he's first up, and I think he's improved from... He's improved from the trip to Queensland, and I reckon he's one of the most underrated two-year-olds in New South Wales. He's won two Group 2s and been fourth in the size, and only got beaten 2.4 by Alma Ladd in the 1,600-metre race at Eagle Farm. It was too far for him, but treating him back like a sprinter this time, I think you'll see a really handy little three-year-old.
And it obviously works then if it trials and then does the race Saturday. Let's hope it does similar there on the weekend.
Yeah, it'll be very competitive Saturday.
Okay. Just another one that Ray mentioned there, Skarsgård, who won a trial there this morning.
Yeah, he's also always shown a lot of potential. Been difficult to get going. He's had a bit quirky in the brain, and but he's matured a lot this time, and he'll only take through his grades. There's nothing big on the agenda for him. He'll just go through his grades. He'll only won a maiden and at Canterbury, but he's a nice horse. If he stays settled and matures up, you know, he could win a nice race sort of next winter or next spring, but he's still 12 months away in the head and the body, even though he's 4-year-old.
And, mate, you would have been happy just finally with Backman heading towards a Melbourne hopeful derby preparation?
Yeah. His run Saturday was good, and he's come out of it terrific, and... he'll run Saturday in the Dulcify and over the 1600 before he goes to Melbourne.
Smallish Field, obviously, off the noms for the race.
Yeah, disappointing. And no lack of speed. He's going to be against the horse again, but you know, we'll see how we get on. He needs to race, have another 1600 metre race before he goes to a mile and a quarter. So he'll run on Saturday, yeah.
Thanks, Gerald. No, it's busy out there. A lot of people just wanted to get an update on Rubik.
Yeah, no worries, Andrew.
Thanks, Gerald. Okay. Gerald Ryan out of the Rose Hill Trials.